Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today is May the 28th, Wednesday. Right now it's 6:50 p.m., almost 7 p.m. here in Porto Alegre. It's getting dark. It's dark outside, in fact, and it's quite cold today. Finally, the winter is coming, so it's quite cold today. And this is what I want to talk about, in fact, not about the cold, but about how to use quite. I want to talk today about how to use the adverbs quite and the adverb pretty, which are both adverbs of intensity that we use to show the intensity or to give intensity to what we're saying. So let's get straight down to business and let me give you some examples. My first example was, it's quite cold today. So I could say, it's quite cold today. Or I could also say, it's pretty cold today. So pretty. And maybe if I have this British accent, I would say something like pretty cold today, or pretty cold today. But you can pronounce as you please. So quite cold today or pretty cold today. I could also say things like, I'm pretty sure that this is the correct answer, or Paul is quite tall. So Paul is quite tall. So when I use quite or pretty, basically what I mean is it's actually less than very, but more than a little. So if I say that Paul is quite tall, it means Paul is not very tall, but he's more than a little tall. Okay? So the same happens when I use pretty. If I say Paul is pretty tall, that means not very tall, but more than a little tall or a bit tall. So this is it. Quite and pretty are used to give intensity to what we're saying. And the meaning is that it's less than very, but more than a little. Let me give you some other examples. I could also say, this is quite an old house. In this case, I'm using quite plus a noun phrase, an old house. This is quite an old house. This is a pretty old house. Notice the difference in the position of the article. If I use quite, I invert the position with the article. I say quite an old house. If I use pretty, I should say it's a pretty old house. A pretty old house. Quite an old house. All right. So let me give you one or two more examples. I could also use quite with some verbs, like quite plus like. I quite like tennis. So I quite like tennis, or I quite enjoy tennis, means that I like it quite a lot. Or I could use quite a lot to talk about quantities. Sorry. So there were quite a lot of people at the meeting. There were quite a lot of people at the party. Yes. So these are different ways of using quite. I wouldn't be able to use pretty in this case. I really can't say there were pretty a lot of people at the party or at the meeting. I can't say that. So that's wrong. And I also can't use, I pretty like tennis. I can't use pretty before a verb. So that's, you know, that's only for quite. I could use quite plus a verb or quite a lot of. Yeah. Finally, I would also like to mention the fact that quite sometimes means completely. For example, when you use the word quite with followed by adjectives like sure or right or true or clear or even different. So you could say something like this: she was quite different from what I expected. Basically, that means she was completely different from what I expected. Or everything they said was quite true, meaning everything they said was very true, was completely true. So we use quite, meaning completely, with some adjectives like the ones I told you. So sure, right, true, quite certain as well, you could say, quite wrong, quite safe. Yeah. And also you can use quite with verbs meaning completely. You could say, I quite agree with you, meaning I completely agree with you. So these are more specific uses of quite. Very, very specific, very, you know, sophisticated uses of quite, which are mostly used in colloquial language. But the basics, if you just want to know the basics, go back to the beginning of this podcast where I talked about the use of quite and pretty, followed by adjectives and noun phrases, meaning less than very, but more than a little. So when you say it's quite cold today, meaning it's not very cold, but it's, you know, it's reasonably cold. So I give emphasis to this level of cold, let's say, by using quite. So this is it for today. Remember that you can, the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also reach me by sending an email to info@followenglish.com.br. There is the Twitter and the fan page on Facebook. You can also search for Follow English altogether in one word, and you should be able to find us. Please share whatever comments you have. I would love to hear from you, and if you have any suggestions or comments, please get in touch. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.